you as you're here. We want to bless these young babies. Everybody likes babies, right?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, in all that we do, Lord, we want you to be glorified and your name to be glorified. And above all else, Lord, we want to be led by your Spirit and that you to have your way here. So all that we do here, Lord Jesus, I'm here, we glorify your name. So use your time here, the short time that we have together, to get your word spoken to us. And I pray right now as we're considering even the words for these young babies, for Hazel, Lord Jesus, for Emmett, for Xander, and Grayson, God. We just lift them up to you, and we just thank you for the word of the Lord for their lives that is even being coming right now as a young baby in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, yesterday we had, my daughter Michaela had a graduation service. Yeah. So we had a baby one year, and then we had a graduation service all in the same year. Is that weird? I said, what? Yeah, I'm glad it was a lot. I thank you for the body of Christ here, man. It was just a lot of stuff going on, and you guys helped us out a lot, so I appreciate that. She shared on John 3:16. How many of us here know John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. So I began to think of that, and I've been thinking about the body of Christ. And she caught that somewhere in Sunday school. And I don't know where she caught that from, but she got a hold of that in her heart. And I was thinking about, why did God do that? Because he loves me. Because he loves me. Because he loves me. Because he loves me. And as we were just singing this morning about our good Father, it's because he loves me. He did what he did because he loves me. He didn't do what he did because I did everything right. He didn't do what he did because I was perfect all the time. He did what he did because he loves me. And as a young kid, get a hold of that, right? Well, he loves me. Well, mom and dad love me, right? They love me. And you get that in your heart, and it breaks away all the barriers of trying to perform. Because when we try to perform so much, it gets to be exhausting. And then what happens if I fall short? If I fall short, does God still love me? If I fall short as a child, mom, did I ever fall short? Uh-oh, she just laughed. Right? My mom's here, she can testify. I didn't do everything perfect. But you know what? My mom loved me anyway. And because she loved me anyway, I wasn't afraid to try different things. I wasn't afraid to try to jump out the window. No. I did crazy things as a child, but she loves me. And I knew I could always go to mom. Dad, I don't know, because if I got in trouble, I always wanted to go to mom first to kind of soften the load. Eventually, I did talk to dad. Dad's not here this morning. He's on another deal in ministry, which is great. But dad was a little bit, mom, I knew I could always go to mom. But I was listening to her prophetic words from 7 years ago. And the Lord began, this is Michaela, my daughter, and the Lord began to speak to her at a very young age, who she was. And make declaration over her life. And it was so powerful because I could see that becoming developed in her life. And I was beginning to be thankful. I was so thankful that there was a body of believers, a faith family that would speak God's word over my kids. Because I'm telling you something right now. What we don't have in America, we don't have a power crisis. We don't even have a lack of spirit crisis. We have a lack of identity crisis in our culture right now because we just don't know who we are as Christians. And heaven is crying out and saying, we know who you are. And he's trying to speak to us as believers. This is who you are. This is who you are, Grayson. Right? So in Isaiah 6, it says, then I heard a voice of the Lord saying, and this is God speaking to Isaiah, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And he said, here I am, send me. Heaven's voice on the earth. Who is going to be the voice for Grayson on this earth? Who's going to speak heaven to him?
That's it.
Really?
Yes.
Because I was listening to Kayla's prophetic words, and as they were speaking, my heart leaped. Because heaven has something to say about Michaela.
Yeah.
She says, the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. And you are going to pray for people with such joy and compassion and love. And you're going to pray powerful prayers. And already it's shaking the earth when she goes. You could see the joy of the Lord on her. And people look at her and she says, that's kind of her thing, isn't it? And they're not sure what it is, but it was spoken. And she said, and she agreed, and she said, yes, Yes, this is me. I remember growing up, and I'm just thinking, I'm talking about a body. We're bringing these babies, not just dedicate them to the Lord. We're dedicating them in a body of believers who are going to pray for them, who are going to support them and help them in their identity of who they are in Christ. That someone's going to say John 3:16 over their lives, and they're going to catch it, and they're going to go, "Hey, that's me." And you just don't know when you're going to catch it. I remember, and I'm going to need your guys' help this morning. When I was a young child, we had children's ministry in that small four-year building. And there's a couple from Mayville, Sandy, and I can't remember their... Less than Terry West, okay. And I remember growing up, I struggled. I struggled with fear. And you say, what, is that possible? Yeah, I was afraid. I was afraid at night. I would be afraid of death even. And I had this fear, and I didn't understand where it was coming from. And my parents knew about it. We prayed about it and stuff. But that night, she began to minister. And she said, you know what? I think some people have fear on them. You say, but she dared to go there. It wasn't your typical just Sunday school meeting. Who is going to be a voice on this earth? Who is going to go for us? She began to talk about it, and I could feel something in me. I say, hey, this person, God's talking to me right now. And she came with such love and compassion, and she began to speak, and I wasn't afraid. You know, you raise your hand, you say, you know what, I'm struggling with fear or whatever, you know. You say, you feel like the shame, oh man, what's wrong with you? But she broke that because it was just her heart and it was so pure. And I remember raising my hand. And in that moment, something changed in my life. And what God wants to do is he wants to use a body of believers to minister to us because we need each other. When Paul talks about the body in Corinthians, he wants us to know that you can't, if you're a body and you got an eyeball and a nose, how can the eye say to the hand that you don't need each other? And God wants to use the body parts to demonstrate that we need each other. When you bring your children this morning, before it's saying we need each other. I'm going to need help with Xander. You need some help there, Heidi? Xander, you need some help? Xander, what's that? What's that? What's that? What is it? What is that? What is that? What are we doing? We're creating an atmosphere where they're loved. Where they know they can come regardless of what they've been through or who they are, and we're going to love them and we're going to speak God's love upon them. For God so loved the world because he loved me, because he loved me, because he loved me. That's the first foremost thing that we have for each other is an unconditional love. You don't need to prove yourself to God because he did what he did regardless of what you did. He loves you. Xander, I love you, man. I love you. I love you. I love you. He likes that, right? He can buy into that. He's going to listen, right? Yes. And when she prayed for me back there, I felt the love of God, and I knew I was safe, and I knew I could be myself. And when I didn't come, I wasn't private. I just raised my hand, and something broke in me. And I was set free from that fear. God uses the body, right? Yes. God knows us. God knows us even before we were created. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Heaven knows your kids before they were even formed in your womb. Heaven knew your kids. Amen. He knew them. Before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as prophets to the nations. What is God saying? He said, before you were even born, I knew you. He knows us before we were born. Luke also spoke, and in Luke chapter 1, verse 13, the angel Gabriel said to Zacharias, before John was even born, the angel said to him in verse 13, "Don't be afraid. God has heard your prayer. Your wife, Elizabeth, will have a son, and you will name him John. He will be your pride and joy, and many people will be glad that he was born. As far as the Lord is concerned, he will be great among men. He never drink wine or any other liquor. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring many people in Israel back to the end, back to the Lord their God. He will go ahead of the Lord with the spirit and power Elijah had. He will change parents' attitudes towards their children. He will change the disobedient people so that they will accept wisdom of those who have God's approval. In this way, he will prepare the people before God, before the Lord. What is he saying? This is how John is known in heaven even before he's born. Guess what? Xander has a word. Hazel has a word. This is who you are before you're even born. Why is that so important? Do you need it? Yes. You know, one of my best sermons that I ever preached, or one that sticks with people, is the thing about SpongeBob. And then I ask him, well, what was that even all about, right? Do you guys even remember what that was about? Do we have that, Jeremy? I played this, and it was like, okay, what was the point behind all that? So I want to do that again, because I know we got a lot of kids here, and I can relate to SpongeBob. But this is how you are known in heaven, even before you were born. This is your true identity, right? This is who we are. And when we talk about who we are in heaven, when we talk about that, what are we trying to achieve? We're trying to say this is who we are. And from that place is where we will be stable to know who we are and trust God in our lives. And I want my kids to know God. I want them to be able to trust God and know his voice and be able to stand in any other circumstance, right? All right, bud. We'll watch this again. This is, okay, yeah.
Just beautiful. They'll live much, much longer in a vase full of ice, cold water. So tell me about yourself. It must be fascinating being a sea critter. SpongeBob? Oh, there's the cookies. Be right back.
I don't need it. I don't need it. Definitely don't need it. I 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 need it!
All right, so what just happened there, okay? He's a sponge. What does a sponge need? Otherwise, he dries up. And God is speaking our identity into us, and he says, this is who you are. Jesus said, it is the food for me to do the will of my Father. Everything that Jesus said was heaven. He said, I don't say anything on my own accord, but what my Father says in heaven. He's speaking heaven to earth from us. Do we need it? Because it's who you are. Now you can, when we have a sense of false identity and we go through life not knowing who we are, we're breathing in a lot of dry air. And God's trying to get a hold of us, and heaven's trying to get a hold of us. It says, who will go for us? Who will speak? Heaven, who will speak what God thinks about you? What God thinks about Xander? What God thinks about Hazel? What God thinks about Grayson, right? What God thinks about Emmett? What does he really think? Is that important? We have an identity crisis because when I know who I am, I know how to stand in all situations in life. But when I question who I am, when I question how God sees me, then what? I could be intimidated by anything. Do you think David was intimidated by Goliath? How could a guy stand before a little 15-year-old? Was he 15? 15, 15, 15, 15. Did he know something? He got a prophetic word that he was going to be king. Did Goliath get a prophetic word from God that he was going to be king? So really, in the natural, you would think, oh, Goliath's got the advantage. But what did David think? I have the advantage because I have a word from God. What am I passionate about? I'm passionate about what God thinks about your kids. What is this church passionate about, Linda? What God thinks about these kids. You know what? You don't mess with Linda in the toddler zone. You don't. You want your kids with Linda in the toddler zone because she's passionate about your kids. And she's going to speak the word of God over your children. She's going to speak the John 3:16, right? She's going to be the greater is he that is in you and he that is in the world. She's going to speak to those kids, and their kids are going to be, really? Me? That's right. And you create an atmosphere of who God really is for your kids. What are we fighting for? We're fighting for your kids. Because they go out in the world and they breathe all this dry air, and it's not working. We spend so much time, we graduated, Michaela, and we spent a lot of time on algebra. I'm telling you, we spent a lot of time on algebra. A couple hours a day. Where is she? A couple hours a day working on Pythagorean theorems and working on, you know, hypotenuse and adjacent and working on solving for X. You spend so much time. But what does God think about Michaela? Amen. I love A squared plus B squared equals C squared, but you know, when it comes to the things in life, it really doesn't help me very much. What does God say when the Goliath comes into my life? Because that's what we're having right now, is that we want to establish our children that they know that they know that they know. They know who they are in Christ. They know that they can stand. They know they're a part of a body who will love them no matter what. And even though they may have to raise their hand, you say, you know what, I'm fighting this right now. But it's not, it doesn't change 1 second who you are. I will always be a Ramsey, even though sometimes I blow up the garage. Or I drove over a rock with the lawnmower. That doesn't change the fact that I'm a Ramsey. It doesn't change the fact that these are children of the Most High God, who God wants to speak into their lives and say, you know what, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Right now, it may be a struggle, but the only thing that you're struggling with is your own identification, knowing who you are right now. Because Goliath was nothing compared to God. So when our kids go through something right now, when your kids are battling and they're struggling, guess who God is for them? You know? And there's nothing greater to see someone get the revelation of who they are. Amen? When they get that revelation of who they are, Jesus had that. When Jesus had that with the disciples in Matthew 16, before we move on here, when Jesus came in the region, he asked the people, he says, who do the people say the Son of Man is? And they say, some replied, some said John the Baptist. But he was dead. He got his head chopped off. So that was kind of freaky, right? That's tough. Yes. Others said Elijah, and still others said Jeremiah, one of the prophets. But then he said, but what about you? So he got all this distorted perception of who Jesus really was, right? We don't want to have any distorted perception of who our kids are, right? Who's going to go for us? Who's going to speak the word of the Lord? Even right now, while I'm talking right now, I want you to think about the word of the Lord for your own kid. Grandparents, what about your grandchild? What does God want to say to your grandchild coming up here? We're going to record those words, and they're going to get it in their hearts. Because God wants to say something to them. Heaven wants to reveal itself. Even before they were even born, heaven knew this child. And they were excited about this child. And they want to release that and say, you are this. Okay? So then Peter comes and replies. He said, Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but my Father who is in heaven. Where was it revealed? It was revealed from heaven. Before your child was even born, heaven knew your child. And what that child is up there, and heaven's trying to declare it over your kid. You are going to be great amongst nations. You will stand when the wind blows, because the Lord thy God is with you wherever you shall go. Doesn't that feel great? You know why? Because it's the truth. That's right? And we speak the truth in love over our children, and their eyes start getting wide. Let them know only that, because I'm telling you right now, the world is trying to speak a different truth into your kids. They're trying to give them a different identification. The enemy is trying to put something else in there. Because when your kids realize... they could be 10, they could be 12, they could be 13, they could destroy the gates of hell, because they know who they are, and they're like, whoa! Right? So the world's trying to, but what are we supposed to be doing, church? What are we supposed to do, body of Christ? Come on! You get their word, you speak the gospel, you speak the word over their lives. You say, you know what? God loves you, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Why? Because he loves you. You mean he still loves me now? Yes, he still loves you. And he wants to show you who he really is for you. He wants to give you that experience, amen? I am so thankful for the families that showed up this morning. If you could get this, That God is trying to reveal more and more to us as parents, and he's asking us to stand with our kids. And that dedication is really us seeking the Lord and saying, okay, God, what do you want for my kid? Because as Pastor Jake was just sharing right now, I could give my kid a lot of information. I could teach him how to work. I could teach him a lot of things. But it's only who they know in heaven. It's only God who's going to save them and who's going to get them through everything. And when they realize that, man, there's nothing they can't overcome. I love Michaela. I love to take all the credit for everything that's happened in her life. Maybe I wouldn't. No, I don't. But I know God moved on her heart, and she was in a place where God's been moving on her heart. And I've grown from that too. And you've ministered to a lot of people because you stood in there, and you've held on, and you've gotten through. And that's nothing greater than that. Nothing greater than that. Amen? All right, families, are we ready? Yeah. We're going in alphabetical order, Danny. So who's the first? Halversons? You're up the bat, Cole. You ready? Here we go. The whole family, please come. Cole and Kate, would you come stand before us? And as we pray, anybody who gets a word from the Lord, okay? We want to share that, and we're going to get it on tape. We want to get them the words. Hallelujah. Look at this beautiful family. You ready, Les?
What?
Well, I'm just saying, man. Hallelujah. Do you want me to start praying? Where's the mic? We got the mic, Danny? Do you want to start? Oh, come on, it's all right. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you. Go ahead, Les.
Thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for Emmett, for all the miracles that you've performed in his life already. Lord. We pray for him that you would always be there, that he would trust in you and in every little thing. We pray for his mom and dad, Lord, that they'd be examples, that they'd always be able to be there for him and the rest of the family, Lord, that he'd be able to see Christ in us. Yeah. And all the believers around him, the church body, Lord, that he's a part and that there's always somebody that he's able to go to. And we just thank you for your love. We thank you for Emmett. We bless you, Lord God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Katie and Cole, since the day he was born, he's been a blessing. I know we've had a really, I'd say, a rough time. But we can always say that we felt God's peace in it all. And I just want to say, Cole, I can see your heart as it moves towards your wife and your baby, that you'll always be there. And I just pray that you two will always follow God and know that no matter what, He is there, and he'll help you through it, and he'll get you through it. We've seen Amen. Him from going from cleft palate to open heart surgery to rearranging his insides for the tube. And I can see that you two are just, you guys are blessed. Yes. And I just say that he's going to be a blessing to you, your family, and to the church family. Amen. And he's going to grow to be a mighty man of God. Amen. Because God didn't bring him this far. He didn't bring, I mean, with everything that went on before he was born to when he was born, God had a purpose and a plan.
Come on.
I mean, his vein could have closed before or during. Katie could have had to have him naturally. He wouldn't have made it. But God intervened and
come on,
did it. He opened that vein. He had the doctors see it. He sent him where they would see it and sent him to the best place on earth. Well, in Minnesota anyway.
Yeah.
That, yes, Mayo. And he was in the best hands ever. And they saw this, when he was born, he had his open heart surgery, and they'd check his vitals every, 4 hours. And they felt his feet, and they were cold, and they were like, and his heartbeat was sporadic. They found, they found a blood clot in his little foot. I mean, if that isn't God, I don't
know.
You know, so God hasn't brought you this far to let you drown. And he will always, always, always be with you. And I'll quit now.
James. Hallelujah. Amen.
The word overcomer just kept coming to me.
Yeah.
Because he's already overcome so many things.
Yeah.
In his little life that he's been here. He's an overcomer. And it says in the Bible that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And this guy is going to have a testimony to many people. And he's going to be speaking to many lives. But he has a great plan. Because he is an overcomer and he's a fighter.
I just heard the word of the Lord came. The battle belongs to the Lord. And even in these days ahead, there will be battles, but the battle belongs to the Lord. And you'll see time and time again that there will be miracles, signs, and wonders, because I hear the battle belongs to the Lord. And it will always encourage your hearts as parents, grandparents, because the battle belongs to the Lord. And your upgrade, Emmett, is on its way day by day. And you'll be upgraded because the battle belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
Bless you in that.
Amen.
Amen. I hear the word of the Lord says, you will grow up and experience my smell, my joy, my sight, and revival within you. I am coming to bring justice to you. I'm coming to bring justice to you. Those that try to rob you of my blessings, no longer will I allow the enemies. No longer will I allow them to laugh at you. He says, your season has come to experience healing, to experience a new life, to experience victory.
Come on.
Your mom and dad would experience success because of you. You will be called blessings.
Come on.
I will send you revival that will move a generation into righteousness through you, thus says the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to pray over you about a confidence.
Yes. Come on.
Just an absolute confidence of trust in God.
Yes.
In just both of you. There is no fear in love. I break off spirit of fear. You are a lying voice to this couple. That everything that took place, God has in mind what he's got in store for the two of you. And it's breakthrough. This child is a miracle working,
yes.
Hands in my hands to break through. You two are going to know a breakthrough ministry.
Yes.
And I am going to bring you through in a confidence and a trust in me.
Yes.
Do not focus on what was bad. Focus on who I am and what I've done for you. And from this point on, I put an incredible confidence of total trust in me, for I am the God that healeth thee,
amen.
Saith the Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Hey there, little guy. God knew you before you were even born. But Satan didn't want you to come through. And you know what God did? He brought down his hand and healed your body. Made it through again. then we cannot destroy you. He has a purpose for you, very wonderful purpose for you, honey.
Amen. That's good.
When God was up in heaven and he said, I'm going to send Enmit to earth, he picked you as his parents. Because he knew what family to put Emmett in. He knew what family would bring forth his destiny. So you were handpicked.
Yeah.
Just like Mary was handpicked and Joseph was handpicked. Right. Elizabeth and John were handpicked to bring forth a mighty man of God.
That's it.
You are here because God handpicked this family. And your prayers are mighty. When you pray for Emmett, God moves heaven.
Yes.
So I just congratulate you that you were chosen to be Emmett's father and mother and family. In the name of Jesus.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Community Church International Thief River Falls Certification of Dedication. This certifies that on the 21st day of May 2017, the undersigned parents, together with the godparents, family, and the local assembly gathered together as witness to dedicate this child, Emmett Richard Halverson, to the family and service of God, and have pledged to raise this child with love and in the Christian faith to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. You guys can be seated. Can we have the Ricks family come up?
Hey.
And anybody that wants to come up, family, friends, elders, come.
Awesome. Hallelujah. Wow. Get more on this side over here. Yeah.
Some of you can
come over here.
On this side.
Oh, you stay there, Nick. Stay in the middle. You can be in the middle.
Stay in the middle.
And then we'll just surround. Thank you. I appreciate everybody. I know this is a little unorthodox, but this is really good. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Here we go. You want to kick her off, Dan? I did it to Les. Hallelujah. Come on.
Lord, we thank you for the blessing of children,
yes.
Lord. And we do accept the responsibility with some knowledge that we know that we'll have to change, and that we need to be subject to you as well. So Lord, we just we thank you for the responsibility. We thank you for this wonderful child. I speak blessings over him, Lord, that he would see you clearly and hear you clearly, and have the boldness to do what he says, do what you say, so that he could be blessed and bless his family and bless everybody in the family of the church and in the area wherever he's going to live, that he would hear clearly and do it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I just lift Grayson up to you, Lord God. I thank you for his smile, and he just brings joy to all of us. And Lord God, I pray that you would bless him, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray for Lauren and Nick. Lord God, that you would give them, just show them how to raise this young man. Lord, that he would be a God-fearing man, that he would be a man that would seek after you, Lord Jesus. He would seek after you and know what is good and what is God. And Lord God, that he would be a blessing to all of us as we stand here, as we stand before you and stand before Grayson, Lord God, that we would say that we will help him and be responsible for his path in you, Lord Jesus, his walk with you, Lord Jesus, that we will guide him and direct him to always seek after you first. In Jesus' name,
you have something?
I didn't.
Oh, okay, sorry. Hallelujah. Just wait. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I was just getting intensity. I don't know where that comes from, but he's going to bring such a new level of intensity to the kingdom of God. The guy's going to declare. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're good. He's going to declare the goodness of the Lord, but he's going to bring such depth and intensity. Lauren, he's going to shadow you in honesty and direction. And people are going to dig deep because of him, because he's going to speak to their spirit. Nick, he's going to come with your heart. You got such a heart. I'm just going to shadow him when he speaks to people, and he's going to capture people by the heart. And then he's going to bring such an intensity to life and draw direction in their lives. He's going to be speaking life into everybody that he's going to be around. He's the fruit of his parents for sure. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Grayson, I just see your core very, very strong. You have a strength within you that comes from heaven on high. And just like your mommy and daddy always protect their core, and you understand what I mean about core, he is going to be a protector of this, of the solidness of the spirit, of the spiritual realm. He's going to bring solidness and strength to the body of Christ. And Grayson, I just bless you today. We just dedicate you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bless
yes.
you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we just thank you that God has created you with strength, strength, and strength of core in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the word that I got was grace, grace,
come
and
on.
More grace. It'll be God's divine favor. And will follow you all the days of your life because the grace of God is with them. Amen.
As your name is, grace shall be your portion. Everything you lay your hands on will be graceful. He said, your strength is my grace.
Yeah.
In laughter is grace. And everything about you, from your crown of your head to the sole of your feet, will be graceful. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Grayson, you're an awesome man of God. God has great plans and great purposes for you. And he gave you a mom and dad that cares and loves you. So Grayson, Community Church International, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, certification of dedication. This certifies that on the 21st day of May, 2017, the undersigned parents, family, and the local assembly gathered together as witness to dedicate you, Grayson Levi Ricks, to the family and service of God, and have pledged to raise this child with love and in the Christian faith and in the glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You guys can be seated. We get to call up Hazel Grace.
Woo, come on.
Hallelujah. Family, friends, elders. Some of you guys can come over on this side if you want to, so you're surrounding him. Okay. Grandpa, do you want to start?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. I just thank you, Father, for what we've heard today, Father, and
And God, the word you're just bringing to me right now is what was shared, is that when Jesus asked Peter, who do you say that I am? And he said that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then he went on to say that I give you the keys. And this is what the Lord has just spoke to me, is that I just am going to just release the keys into this child's life, into Tom and Jenny, and that the keys are will be used to open doors, yes, to open that which is locked, to set people free, because we've come to set people free,
yes,
by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. And so it's the Father's good pleasure this morning to give her the keys to the kingdom.
Come on.
That she would release those that are in captivity, because there's so many people in captivity. And so, Father, today, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
I just speak as what the word says, that I am have the tongue of a ready writer, that I would release these words into this child's life. And I release the keys of the kingdom
now, yes,
in Jesus' name,
yes,
that these keys, yes, would be used in her life, in Tom's life, in,
yes,
Jenny's life,
yes,
to set people free. And so we speak,
yes,
to her this day,
yes,
the keys of the kingdom, we release them, yes, into her life, that she will be one who will open doors and set people free. In,
wow,
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Congregation?
I just believe that God is raising up a mighty group of mighty women of God. And I believe Hazel's part of that. Not only the women that's in this family, but God is doing a mighty work on this land. And there's a voice of the woman, the feminine voice that has gotten kind of, you know, lost. And God is raising that up. And he's raising it up through identity and knowing who we are and who God has called us,
yes,
to be.
Come on.
And Hazel, you're going to be a mighty woman of God.
Amen.
You are going to touch your generation. You are going to move mountains in people's lives where the enemy has come to put mountains of fear and hopelessness. You are going to bring hope into your generation in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Amen. Yes.
I just hear the word game changer. This young lady, Hazel, is a game changer. Ooh. But it's a mark of the game changer in each person's life, because that's really what God's doing. He's marking identification, as Pastor Jeff was just talking about. Again, who do men say that I am? And there was a lot of names to confuse the situation, but the game changer is that the upgrade will, this is a mark of the upgrade.
Come on.
And you'll have women coming alongside of you. You'll have another generation coming alongside of you. And this, Hazel, would be the mark of that generation. It's a game changer generation. Amen.
Amen.
When your grandpa was talking about keys open doors, and keys open nations. And Hazel, you will be a door opener, and you will be a nation opener. And many will come to the Lord because you have opened the door for them. And so I just bless you.
Yes.
I bless you today. I just prophesy over you that you are a door opener,
yes,
and that every door that the Lord sets before you, you are going to walk freely through, and you will see the mighty hand of God move in Jesus' name.
And as I was praying last night, and I had an encounter, it was like this, Pastor Tom. There are two of your girls. God revealed directly, come. Hazel and her, one of them going to follow your path. They're going to declare, thus says the Lord.
Amen.
And because of these children, because of these two, the one that will follow your path will actually transform the generation.
Amen.
Will bring total light to you as a fighter. And you will be celebrated. So, Each of them watch their path.
Yes.
And see what God is going to do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
His heart is a blessing.
Amen.
His is the one that will bring laughter to you. She will be like the tree planted by the rivers of water.
Yes.
She will flourish. She will be lifted in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Wow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, Hazel.
Yes.
God is good all of the time. And Father, we know that Hazel has a voice. We know that she has a voice and that she can speak. Community Church International Thief River Falls Certification of Dedication. This certifies that on the 21st day of May, 2017, the undersigned parents and family and the local assembly are gathered together as witness to dedicate this child, Hazel Grace Ramsey, to the family and service of God and have pledged to raise this child with love and in the Christian faith to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Hazel. You guys can be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Can we have Xander and his family come up? Hallelujah. Friends, family, elders.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, I'll start. Thank you so everyone for being so patient. You guys have been great. When I saw Xander, and when he goes like this, the Lord said he's going to be one who points people to the way. Yeah, you are. And you're going to lead people, and you're going to go out with joy, and you're going to be led forth in peace. And the mountains and the hills, they're just going to break forth before you. And you're going to shout the joy of the Lord wherever you go. And when you made me look, I know you were doing a trick and you're making me look. But you were doing it and you were just like, hey, look it up there. I'm going to show you who my God is. And you're going to show people who your God is. Yeah, man, because you already got it. And you're going to lead people because of that joy. And it's going to be a great joy that overflows. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah.
I just have a word, and the word joy just keeps coming to me. And you know, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. There's those three things. And you know, we talk a lot about righteousness and we draw down peace, but you know, there's a void of joy in our homes. There's a void of joy in our churches. There's a void of joy in our lives. And God is going to raise up people. And even in your home, I mean, you look at that smile. Oh my gosh. Joy, you just wanna break into joy. And you know, I believe God's raising up a generation. He's raising us up to bring forth that third part of the kingdom. And you need it in your home. I need it in my home. We need joy. And Xander, you are going to bring that joy. Yeah. You're going to bring that joy to your generation. You're going to bring that joy to your grandpas and grandmas. And there's going to be, you know, sometimes we just get so busy in life we forget that there's something special about the smiles and the giggles and that's part of the kingdom. Amen. And I believe God's going to use him to draw that back into our lives. So the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And don't let the enemy rob it. And whenever you see that smile, God is going to add strength into your home, strength into raising your children. He's going to give you that, what we need. Sometimes we think we can just do it, but it's his joy that brings it. It's his laughter. And you know, it's void in our homes, and we need to start. He's going to bring that laughter into your home, into the church. In Jesus' name.
And I just hear the word Nehemiah, man of influence. And men of influence, I just hear man of influence. And I just go through the scriptures, and there was many men and women, but there was people that came that had the influence over the men and women. I just hear the spirit of Nehemiah upon him, that he's going to be a wall builder. And the enemy will not, in fact, he will confront the enemy because of the man of influence that he is. And he'll be a leader among leaders. And so we just release that spirit of Nehemiah upon him all the days of his life in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, little guy.
I'd just like to say that all families need catalyst, and he fulfilled some of theirs. And apparently there was some missing that God had to send one more dog.
Yeah.
And not only for his family, but the church family also. Amen. And he will bring love, and I guess that's about it.
Did you say catalyst?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Catalyst. I didn't catch that. Yeah, a catalyst in the spirit. That's a powerful... forward, catalyst in the spirit. Woo! I know. You know, I was going to go to Joe. I said, Joe, did you got anything? And he did. That's the word from the Lord.
Explain what catalyst means.
Catalyst is like, you know, you throw, it's a what?
Binding agent.
A binding agent. Yeah, it speeds up a reaction, right? That's what they call a catalyst. Like you put heat to something and it speeds it up, right?
Yeah, I guess you can, whether it's a chemical reaction where you add a partner to resin, and it changes form.
Yeah, it brings it.
I think Sandra will really have a connection with Grandpa. Too.
Yes.
There's something there that's pretty strong. So.
Amen. Yeah, I was feeling that too.
Well, wow, the call of Nehemiah was amazing. I mean, he just built an amazing city. He restored every gate. He restored every wall in Jerusalem. So Xander, I just have a connection to you because you know what? The feminine name of Xander is Sandra. So we kind of have the same name. Yeah. But Nehemiah never came off the wall when the enemy was calling him. He'll never come off the wall. He will stay on the wall. He will not be affected by Sambalat, Geshe, Tobiah, or religion. He is going to be focused on what God has called him to do, and he will be that catalyst. So we just bless you in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you, Lord, that the word of wisdom is going to come upon this young man. The word, the compassion and the joy that Nehemiah had to rebuild and to carry out an almost impossible task. And we just decree and declare now that provision, just like the king of provision gave to Nehemiah to build the walls. He didn't have to go out looking for provision. It came to him. And we just decree and declare over Xander that provision, wealth, prosperity will be your portion in the name of Jesus.
Wow. Amen. All right.
Well, Xander, you not only have a great first name, but you have a great second name, too. Hallelujah. And Xander, God has great plans for you. God has great plans for you. And you're an awesome young man you're going to assist your mom and dad. And your mom and dad are going to have to run to keep up with you. They're going to have to run to keep up with you. Because God has some bright things stored up for you. So Xander, Community Church International, Thief River Falls, certification of dedication. This certifies that on the 21st day of May, 2017, the undersigned parents, family, and the local assembly gathered together as witness do dedicate this child, Xander Joseph Ramsey, to the family and service of God, and have pledged to raise this child with love and in the Christian faith to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. You guys can be seated.
Well, we thank everyone for coming in and participating. I'm not apologizing for the length of the service, because the word of the Lord, and I cannot express enough about the word of the Lord over your kids' lives. It'll strengthen them. It'll strengthen you. It'll give you guidance. It'll give you understanding of what's going on. And we could just as well get it at this age instead of trying to get it at, you know, 35, 40, and 50. Let's speak into our kids the goodness and the greatness of God. And I know the day that I was ordained, there were several men, and it was just happened to be men at that time, that spoke things into my life. And 40 years later, I still hear the voices of those men speaking those things into my life. Yeah. And they were prophetic things that kept me on course, because sometimes this whole world wants to get us off a course. So grandpas, grandmas, mothers, and dads, stay on course. Work with the kids that you have. I know this much. The big thing that I tell everyone in business, give your business to the Lord. And today I'd just like to say, in your family, give your kids back onto the Lord, and He'll guide you and He'll lead you, and it'll give you the place that you're supposed to be in, hearing God and humbly carrying out what He's asking you to do for the kids that you have. So God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Pastor Tom, you want to close up with prayer?
Oh, wow, awesome. Praise God. Amen. What a service. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we had a graduation yesterday, and we got lots of cupcakes left over. So would you please grab one? I know. Thank you so much. A little bit jealous with Joe. Joe, if you had a word for my kid too, would you let me know? That was really powerful. I was like, man, what a great job. Thank you, family. What a great service. I appreciate all the faces. Take time to greet one another. Get to know each other a little bit before you head out. If anybody wants prayer, we'll be up here for some prayer. If you say, hey, I need a word right now, that's great. We'll be up here. We'll pray for you. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this service. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the spirit and your family. We thank you, Lord, the declaration of your word from heaven, Lord God. And we pray right now for the parents, the families, the grandparents, Father God. Let us not forget. Let us not turn from the left or the right, Lord, but what you've spoken. But let us be established. Every word that you have spoken, let it be established in our hearts, Father. And let us carry and hold on to the very end, Lord, until you complete everything that has been spoken, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your love that endures forever. Bless the people as they go out today in safety, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, be blessed.